Duality disposed of. Now is the time, you will agree, to expose that wretched duality which confuses thought quite as much today as it has ever done. For do we not hear on all hands of mortal mind and immortal mind, of material life and spiritual life, of human love and divine love, as though there were two kinds of intelligence, two kinds of life, two kinds of love, when there cannot be in the very nature of things? All accurate thinking proceeds from eternal oneness. There is one mind, one life, one love, one principle. They manifest themselves in men and women in various degrees. But so far as anyone thinks, lives, loves, or behaves, he shows forth the one and only mind, life, love, principle. His neighbor may show forth more than he does. He himself may show forth more tomorrow. But whatever he manifests today, of love, for example, is at least a spark of the genuine, which, as time rolls by, expands into a consuming flame to work the annihilation of everything opposed to good.